We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. You are now listening to part two of Autism Can Change. Enjoy.
How do you think that affects you? Do you think it affects you in any way related to autism, or not necessarily?
I don't really think that. I just like the way I feel. I fit in all my clothes. I don't have to wear baggy shirts. My cousins like to joke with me. It's like, oh, bulk up. And it's like, I can't. As I was bounced in messes, if I bulk up somewhere, I can't bulk up them from my shoulders. Then I'll just look absolutely weird. So I have to stay around this. But doesn't, and like, my Joshi in karate, who's a rank underneath my sensei, who's training to be a sensei one day. He has proven that you don't need muscle in order to take down somebody like 20 like times bigger than you. Maybe not 20 times, but like.
Like, it's a lot bigger.
This guy had like a lot of weight on him, you know. I mean, like all muscle, obviously, but he still took him down, because when you're like big and bulked up, your punches tend to like slow mo and.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's like your muscles get in the way, so you have to come around bigger.
Muscles get in the way. When you say it, it makes sense to me. I always thought like, you know, more muscle the better.
Yeah.
The way that we chose the jiu-jitsu is, I'm sorry, go ahead. It's more powerful, but not faster.
Yeah, and so, but when you're, you know, mean kind of fighting machine, you kind of like get it out faster, and you have better time, better reflexes, and so it's like, oh, it's not going to take me maybe a second or 2 seconds to move out of the way. It's going to be like less than a second.
Yeah. So the way that we chose the jiu-jitsu school for my girls, one of the things that drew us in is they had posted videos of their teacher. I don't know what a jiu-jitsu teacher is called. I don't think it's sensei. We just call him the teacher. We call him by his name. But they had videos of him and his daughter, who was about, I don't know, like 6 or 7, and she was taking him down. And he was like, he's not a little guy.
Jeez.
And we're like, yes, we want that for our daughters. And when he met them, he said, yes, I believe that every girl should know how to choke a boy. And the girls were like, yes, let's do this.
Good Lord.
Are you scared of my daughters now?
Let me run.
They're much smaller than you, but they are being trained by this person. So,
what made you... Just out of curiosity, what made you want to become a speech therapist and everything?
Can I tell you? I didn't. My mom pressured me into it. But eventually I did. I was inspired by, if I say the name Annie Sullivan, do you know who that is?
I think I heard the name before.
Right. She was a teacher for Helen Keller. Have you heard of Helen Keller?
I believe I did.
She was a woman. Helen Keller, the two of them together were very famous probably about 100 years ago in the earlier part of the last century. Helen Keller was a woman who, as a little girl, she was born with sight and hearing, but because of an acute infection, she lost her sight and her hearing. I think before she was speaking. Yeah, I think she was a baby. She was a baby. And her father had been, I think he was a general, but it was like a fairly wealthy Southern family. And they hired a teacher, Annie Sullivan, who herself was blind but could hear. Or I don't know if she was totally blind. I think she could see to a degree, but also not to a degree. And she had learned sign language and Braille, and she came to the South. I'm not going to remember exactly where, to live with the family and to teach Helen. And there are movies and plays about this, and I have a theater background and had been familiar with the movies and the play of this moment that Annie had worked with Helen and the family to help Helen be able to communicate. And then Helen, over the together with Annie, but also on her own, over the course of her life, was able to really, nobody's asked me that question in years. Helen was able to.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Just, like, I guess own her piece of the world and express herself to the world in a way that wouldn't have been possible without Annie. And they're like in the movie and the play, there's that moment where Helen's able to speak for the first time. I think she's been signing at that point for a while, functionally, but she's able to speak. She says the word Wawa for water, which is very emotional because you've been like watching all the struggle leading up until that moment. And you're like, everybody's like cheering for the two of them and especially for Helen. And then also us as the audience know this historical figure, Helen Keller, who is just like, so eloquent and so I just like just spoke out not just for herself and people just like her, but like she spoke out for a lot of people and was very she was just able to accomplish a lot in her life. So that's what I wanted to be able to do as a speech therapist. When I got to the other side of it, I found I was like helping people correct speech sounds was a lot of it, but I was more interested in language and helping people to be able to make connections and with other people and to be able to like, I guess, own their piece of the world in their way. And as a speech therapist, I was becoming frustrated because I felt like I feel like there's a lot that speech therapy can do for people on the autism spectrum. There is a lot, but I felt like I've gone on for further training to specialize in something called RDI, which is relationship development intervention, which was designed for autism. It's been found helpful for other things. But one of the things that I didn't want to be for my client, for the children or for the parents, is, and I still think that what Annie Sullivan did for Helen Keller and her family was fantastic, but I don't want them to be dependent on me forever. Like Helen and Annie, like I think they lived together for most of their lives after that. And I mean, maybe it was, I don't know them. they've passed away at this point, but I want to be able to like help, like get to that moment, and but then help people to be independent, like help parents to be independent in their relationship with their child, in order for the child to ultimately be independent and then accomplish for themselves what they want to accomplish. That's kind of why I wanted to be a speech therapist, but then also like why I wanted to move beyond that also.
So I got another question for you.
Sure.
What's the difference between a speech and language therapist?
So we are trained these days as a speech language therapist. Like my official degree says a speech language pathologist. So it's something that we are trained to do both, but a lot of folks with this training are more interested in one or the other. So speech is like the sounds, like the speech sounds, like the ability for the people to make the sounds with their mouth in order to be able to express their thoughts. And language, the language piece of it, is being able to understand the words and understand the communication of other people, and being able to put like your thoughts into words and communication that other people can understand. So it's just two different aspects of what a speech language pathologist is trained in. But at schools, they just call us speech therapists because nobody has time to say that long name.
I have a similar story to share with you.
Sure.
To be honest, I didn't know I wanted to be a motivational speaker / public speaker either. I mean, not either, but I mean, I didn't know if I wanted to be that. I started in college as a personal trainer.
Cool.
But let's just say I was in a class with a teacher that was the very less than helpful.
Less than helpful, you
yeah,
said.
Very
yeah.
Less than helpful. if he told you to study A on the test, A was not on the test, and why did you tell me to study A on the test then?
It's like he's trying to make you fail, it sounds like.
And he even said, it's like, well, can you, could you, and it's like, well, you can't really make a study guide in my class. And how do you study? Well, you're just supposed to know it. Okay, let me...
Like, download. All of it.
Yeah. Okay, let me put it...
Memorize the book.
Here, let me put a chip in my head and so I can download it like Google, so...
That's so hard. Yeah.
And so then I... but before I got... before I got to that teacher, I switched majors, one-to-many...
I did that too.
But yeah. I kind of feel like it's kind of healthy to switch it in community college because it's like, I mean, I wouldn't say it's cheap, but I mean, it's
not the same.
But I mean, it's still expensive, but I mean, it's not like, oh, it's like $25,000 per class.
Right.
So I decided to, I went from personal training to game design to web design.
Cool.
Actually, no, maybe it was web design to game design, back to personal training. and then that's when I met that teacher. And like all of my other teachers, like nutrition teacher, she was awesome and it's great. And she taught me a lot of she even told me what the FDA stuff is meant on a package. It means absolutely nothing. The reason why it means absolutely nothing is because their guidelines are not strict enough, and so it means absolutely nothing. So if I ever had my own product, I mean like some kind of protein powder, I would never ever have had FDA approved because that bar is so gosh darn low. Sorry, right. FDA, it's the truth. And the reason why I switched out of game design and web design is because I also learned that that your boss.
Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you feel like you are stuck in a dinner rut? With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients with mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip all those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make your home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You can now enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. With over 25 recipes to choose from each week, there is something for everyone to enjoy. All recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Go to the link in our show notes to get $80 off, including the free shipping on HelloFresh, the number one meal kit. The code is use at checkout HFAFF80 for the discount.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
I mean, like, depending on who you work for as a developer, I could call you in at 4 o'clock in the morning because if something's broke and it's not working, and I'm like,
oh boy.
Yeah. I don't see this. And it's like, wake me up in the middle of the morning. No.
So you're thinking instead to be a motivational speaker?
Well, yeah. And so me and my mom, like she suggests, like, well, she always had the suggestion of doing something I'm good at, and yeah. Not necessarily like, oh, I'm good at running my mouth, but it's part of it. And so, I mean, like, I've like over the years, my mom has always been advocating for me, but. Then when I got older into middle school, I was starting to advocate for myself.
That's great that you're able to do that.
And so now I kind of wanted to help motivate people to be to live a healthy life, and also and also motivate others on the spectrum to stand up for yourself and advocate for yourself.
Along those lines, is there anything that you or your parents were told that you would not be able to do because you are autistic that you're like, well, look at that you are now able to do?
Well, I wouldn't say because I was autistic. Like, I give you an early story before. I had this other doctor who kept my mom and my dad waiting for hours on end. I don't know why he did that. I don't necessarily remember that part, but he said to my mom that I would never be able to walk without braces or crutches.
And now what belt are you?
I'm training for my light green belt in karate.
Hey, hey.
And I don't have any braces or crutches, and I never have them, and hopefully I will. I would love to meet that doctor again.
I don't know if that would be healthy for him.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Anything else, like with communication, that people said that or that your parents didn't expect would be possible? That
well, my mom was nervous years ago that I wasn't speaking at the right age, and my dad's dad all of a sudden was like, don't worry, he will talk eventually. And it's like, and then when he does, she never talked.
Did that come true?
Yep.
So until what age were you not talking? Do you know? Do you know how late that went?
I think it was like in the first. I don't know. I think maybe like 1, 2, maybe 3.
I would say like 1, like not everybody talks at 1, but like, 2 or 3. So like 2 or 3 and still not talking maybe?
Yeah. And I always, like the reason why my parents knew what I wanted is because I started figuring out pointing to stuff. So I was like, but I always said, bah.
You were telling me about that. Yeah. And
I sound like a sheep.
You didn't look like a sheep.
No, I was a sheep. I was a sheep with a big head.
But obviously, now here you are with a podcast and you're a motivational speaker. So.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Never say never, right?
Yeah, and now my friends like to mess with me. And it's like, well, you're a motivation speaker. And I was like, yeah, I tend to talk a lot and I never shut up.
Well, I think you have a lot to share with people. Something I wanted to talk about is, because we were talking about autism can change, and those are great examples that at least the second one is something that tends to be a challenge in folks who are on the autism spectrum, that people are often told, well, this isn't going to get better, or this, like, or if at a certain age it's not better, then like to stop hoping, God forbid. But do you think that the brain changes? What do you think? That the brain can change?
I think the brain changes. I think I was also told that I'm going to have a lot of dramatic meltdowns and whatnot. And trust me, I had, more than my fair share.
Okay.
I can't give you an exact number because that would just be impossible.
You weren't counting them. You weren't like clicking them off as they
No.
Okay, good.
If I did, I'd be super crazy.
You're taking data. Some people call that taking data.
Yeah, I wasn't that good. I would fail. I deserve to become a scientist. I had way too many meltdowns. And but after getting into fitness and karate, and I've been every time when, maybe not every single time, but when there's sometimes when I'm just really extra annoyed from my blogging or on companies bothering.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I try to attempt to make a joke out of it, and it's like,
it's great.
I was like, oh, they're just being a bunch of tools.
Yeah. Beep.
I have somewhat of filter.
Okay. It's interesting. Like, a lot of people don't believe. Well, there are two sides to this. There's another one that, especially speaking to an adult on the autism spectrum, I want to ask about in a minute, because it's something that I'm really realizing recently I want to educate myself more in. But a lot of people just don't think that the brain can change. Like, there's somebody whose coaching group that I'm in now, and one of the first questions she asked me when we met before I was in her coaching group, she's like, can the brain change? And she's very bright and very accomplished. She has a doctorate in education. So it seems like this is like not a message that's getting out there. But the thing is, it's harder to stop the brain from changing than it is to change the brain. Does that make sense when I'm saying that?
Yeah. Like, I totally agree with you. Like, another example, there was a time where I used to speak my piece one to many, and I said stuff bluntly, even if people didn't know. I mean, I don't do that anymore, but and so I mean, I don't make a habit of it, and I don't do it anymore. And this is this might sound. Have you ever seen the kids' movie 101 Dalmatians?
Oh, it's been so long, but
The lady who Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil, yes.
Yeah. Well, so there's this person back in my back in high school. She looks exactly like her.
Another student or a teacher?
No, this was like faculty, and not even she just worked for the school district. My mom was always like, every time I was around my mom, I was whispering to her, I was like, "There she is." And like, "Don't say that." And I'm like, "What? Say what?" And it's like, "You very know well what."
What not to say?
Like, I wasn't gonna say anything. It's like, "You better not." And so I never said that at all, but by the time I saw her, I was like, there she is, look, I mean, the real one.
So what you're saying now is like, you have learned not to do that.
Well, I mean, I'll say I learned not to do that. I mean, I said other stuff bluntly to other people, but I never said that name to her whatsoever, but I thought in my mind, it's like, that's her. And my mom says, like, don't say that. And it's like, don't let her hear you say that. And it's like, and don't ever say it in front of anybody. And so I never have, but I definitely, I basically learned to train to not say stuff bluntly. Like, there's times where I get annoyed at companies now, with so many, with my website and podcasting, I said to a few people, I said, there's stuff where I said to my parents where I'm like, I wouldn't say in an angry mood, but I'm just kind of in a very, very frustrated mood that I'm just letting it out. And I was like, I want to tell them this, and that. And then and my parents sometimes still jump to it. It's like, you're not really going to tell them that, aren't you? No, but I'm gonna say it right now, so I don't say it. And
so it sounds like you've like developed just more like self-awareness and more like ability to think through like, well, what will this lead to, and do I want that result, and like found like alternatives that you can still get your feelings out. It's not like you have to like press it down, but in a way that's more helpful and less destructive.
Like the first response I want to give some companies that like annoy me through email and everything, I know they're not like trying to, but they're just like, they just kind of get to me at times where, like some there's some people who's stealing my trying to steal my trademark, and
you mentioned that, yeah.
And some companies, some hosting companies, like tell me is like, well, you don't technically own the domain until it's registered with the USPTO. And it's like, right. Well, when I finally get registered with the USPTO, you'll be the first person I contact. And it's like, and then
yeah, there's always like what you want to say, but then like. What outcome that you want, and like you have to figure out.
Like, well, basically, I kind of said it that way, but I mean, I said to a point where it meant that, but in a different way, and so.
Right.
And plus, and I threw my lawyer in there too, and it's like, and if not, I'll have him come after you, and it's like, he won't be very friendly.
Yeah. So I want to ask you another question, and I think. This needs to be my last question because I actually need to make dinner for my family.
Yeah.
But, and if you have one more question, we could do that, but I just need to probably wrap up. But I know you can't speak for all people on the autism spectrum, but I would rather speak one at a time anyway, because nobody could speak for all people that are like them in one way or another.
Well, the government tried.
Everybody, yeah, it's often
that
tried.
My last, that would be my only government joke.
Okay, so I, as a person, as a professional who, you know, with my background in speech therapy, and now I'm working with like coaching parents to support their children. I want to understand this perspective more, because at this point, a lot of the children are not able to communicate with us in a way that we understand necessarily. So we have to speak, sort of like extrapolate from adults on the spectrum reflecting on their experience. Like, I know that a lot of adults on the autism spectrum are very upset with a lot of people like me who are professionals trying to help parents, or professionals trying to help the children to, I guess, be different in some way, to change. I guess I just want to get your perspective on that. Like, do I need to specify my question? Or why don't you ask me questions about my question if it's not clear?
I understand it.
Yeah.
I'd say, I don't necessarily think that we all, I think that I said this to somebody I recently, I forget who I said it to, but I mean, because I talk a lot to a lot of people, obviously, I said to somebody that autism, I don't fault for anybody for helping us change in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And but I feel like that there should be a kind of a limit.
And okay.
I feel like it's okay to have a different uniqueness in the world, because no one is the same in the world. And if anybody has ever watched that episode of SpongeBob,
you're gonna have to catch me up about a SpongeBob.
He watches this. Squidward is like, can you ever become normal? Well, SpongeBob watches this whole video of being normal, and he turns into this like rounded person.
Very much. He's a sponge. He's like, that's who he is.
And he's like, I'm normal. And instead of a fry cook, he's printing Krabby Patties from a computer, and it's like, there's no such thing as normal, and it's like our whole world's not normal right now in this whole freaking pandemic.
Right, right, right. Now, what is normal? Right.
Yeah, and it's like, I would love to be able to ask someone like, what is your definition of normal? And it's like, how am I?
And you're gonna see that there's variation in that.
Yeah.
So then that brings back to the question, like, so then what is normal?
Yeah. And so I kind of like, I feel like there's a, that it would be like to the point, I mean, there should be like a cutoff. It's like, okay, you can like help us to get to a certain point.
Right.
But then there's like, okay, we don't really need to change for everyone. And it's like, right. Okay, we might need to change to get a job, to support ourselves, to those
right.
who can get a job and support themselves. But I shouldn't have to change everything about who I am. Like,
right.
I like books, I like video games, but right. just because someone else doesn't like video games doesn't mean, as I always say, if you don't like video games, I don't play video games with that person, but I want, but don't tell me, it's like, oh, you're too old to play video games.
Like,
there's so many adults now playing video games. It's even
a lot who are
made for adults. And it's like,
who right. playing there's video certain games? Certainly video games that I do not think children should be playing.
Yeah, obviously, but I'm done.
All right.
But yeah.
So I just I feel like I'm getting abroad, but I'd like to clarify because I feel like this is important for me to know, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be hurting anybody. Like, I think all of us here, like on my side of this question, I don't think, like, even there are certain like modalities and things that a lot of people, I don't know that anybody in who is autistic can speak for everybody who's autistic, but that I've heard a lot of people on the autism spectrum are very upset with. But I would say, like, even the people doing those modalities are not coming to hurt people on the autism spectrum. So, like, the same way I'm trying really not to, I'm trying to be helpful ultimately for the child or for an adult, an independent adult who would come to work with me. I'm, of course, like, they're choosing it, so there's less of a question there. So I'm hearing that you're saying that there's good help and change, and then there's the not good. And what I'm hearing is, if it's helping somebody to be independent and to like live their life the way that they want, as functionally as possible, that would be good. But if you're trying to change that person on the spectrum into somebody else to like act right, like I'm realizing this is not going to be a video, this is going to be audio, so I'm putting quotes, like to like quote unquote act the right way or act like somebody who's neurotypical, that's when it crosses the line.
Yeah, like I was like, yeah, I want this person to be a version of me, and I was
right.
like, no,
I really don't want that. I feel like I'm more than enough Julies in the world.
Well, I think you need to be more Jimmys in the world. Just to
okay.
yourself like 100 times.
Okay, so then what you're saying is that when I'm working with families, I should make sure that all of the children turn out to be like you. And
yeah.
that would be good change.
Clone yourself, and it's like you will only get and it's like, but you won't get all the other stuff with you, and it's like, well, then I need to make a perfect clone of myself. I mean, like, literally the same image of me, just multiple exact times, because it's like I need somebody who could just run my website for me, and
that's oh well, that's a different thing. That's when it comes to hiring people, like when you've sort of grown beyond your own physical capability.
Because I only met one web designer who can actually explain stuff to me in a very good way.
Okay. Well, that's who you hire.
Yeah, I would love to hire him because he's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. But then one little more question, and I'm actually the one who's running out of time. I don't know if you are also.
Yeah, so am I.
Masking. Are you familiar with this term, masking?
Yeah, I heard of it.
So I feel like that... Do you want me to explain it? Should I explain it? I don't. Maybe, at least for the audience, I guess.
Yeah, explain it.
Yeah, and then if you want to add nuance to it. So my understanding of masking is it's probably not exclusively happening in autism, but it's commonly happening in autism with particularly adults who are considered to be higher functioning. That it's like the folks who got like the treatments or whatever that are getting that they know how to fit in, they know how to act right, but it's not necessarily, but there's but you know, act right, I'm saying in quotes, like act the way that the neurotypical folks are encouraging them to act, but then there's, which in and of itself is not a problem, except for that they're left with this disconnect with who they really are. They're able to say the right things and do the right things to get the job done, get through school, whatever, get through the date or meeting the friendship or whatever, you know, starting a friendship. But it doesn't feel like it's really them. So
That was me back in middle school, high school, elementary school. Yeah.
So it's like you were able to play the game, but it didn't feel real.
Yeah, I felt like I was living in another world of, who the hell is Jimmy Clare?
That's terrifying.
Ask Google that. She says, sorry, I don't know that information.
Okay, so that didn't solve it. But it sounds like, but you say that in past tense, which is fantastic. I mean, it's not fantastic that it was, that you did have that, but the fact that it's in the past is fantastic. It means that you were able to like be aware and then do something for yourself to be yourself in the world and still get done what you want to get done.
And that's when I just decided to create a website and talk about me.
That's awesome. So that was like 3 years ago, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly three. Yeah.
Today? November 3rd, 3 years ago?
3 years since April of this year. And that's when I started my podcast in April for my mark my third year of running Crazy Fitness Guy.
That's awesome. So for you, it sounds like what broke down that barrier is that you didn't lose the ability to, I'm calling it like get the job done and move through the neurotypical world to accomplish what you wanted to. You were still able to do that, but as yourself now. And what I'm hearing is like what helped you to break down that barrier was being openly yourself. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, I would say that.
That's awesome.
So I got one more question for you now.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Where can people find you and have people learn more about who you are?
Okay, so just last night, this is Julie with the technology, I started my Facebook group, and it's called Hear My Words Autism, I believe. I will send you the link because I just started it last night. I haven't been using it a lot. I'll invite you. I got to invite you. Like, right. Did I not invite you? I have to invite you.
Totally.
And then you'll have the link, and then you could like post that with this. I also have a website which has like my phone number and email address, and I would love to like connect with anybody who's looking for this. It's www.hearmywordsautism.com. And actually, I could send you the invite for this. I have a free event on Thursday. I'm going to do another free event on Thursday. I'm going to start trying to do more free events. But then a week from today, on November 11th, at 11:30, I'm going to have a free Q&A to kick off a series of group courses for parents. And in each course, I'm going to be teaching parents to master the things that I have done with children in the past that have made the most change and helped the children to like connect the most and to be able to communicate for themselves the most. And I will send you the invite for that as well.
One more question.
Yes, sir.
Since this podcast is a very long episode.
Yeah, I feel like we could talk to each other for even more than this. But
yeah. Do you think we can do another one in the future?
That would be awesome. What I would love is when you post. Do you tend to get feedback to your? And can I post this podcast in my Facebook group also?
Yeah, definitely.
So we could like share. Yeah. What I would love, I want to try to start doing this more. Oh, also I'm on Facebook Live on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I have been coming up with the topics, but I would love to see what people respond to this and get our next topic from what people want to know more about. Unless you have a topic in mind.
No, I definitely not. I don't have any complaints. I don't have a topic in mind.
I definitely think we could keep talking to each other for a long time.
Yeah. Definitely. I hope it was an equal amount of talking. I failed to.
I hope I wasn't grilling you. I have a lot of questions for you, but I hope I wasn't grilling you.
I don't feel grilling.
Okay, good.
Well, before we wrap up, I want to say thanks for coming on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast.
Thank you so much.
Let's definitely stay in touch. And hopefully we can do part two maybe in sometime next year. I don't have a date yet.
Well, you know how to reach me, and for sure I would love to do it. And once I'm back to doing interviews again, I've been doing colleague interviews, and those have been a lot of fun, but I definitely would like to be doing more interviews that I would interview adults on the autism spectrum. And this has been so helpful for me. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Jimmy.
And I hope I wasn't too harsh on anybody in the,
you didn't name names, so. And they know not to mess with you anyway, so they're not going to let you know.
Hopefully.
Okay, thank you so much, Jimmy. Take care.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.